More than half of the fatalities in Victoria on our roads are actually in country Victoria, and country Victorians are not second-class citizens, so there shouldn't be a higher level of risks. So the big gains to be made in road safety are actually in our regions. Higher speed roads, longer highways. So we're really calling out to country Victorians to think about their driving practices, and that's where the gains will be made towards zero. This is a new approach from the TAC, and it's really about injecting some more ambition into the road safety debate. And the tagline is towards zero, and what we're saying is there's really no acceptable level of road trauma on our roads. What we've done to date has been hard hitting, and it has worked, but I think the time is right for a new approach and a fresh approach. And this is really about embracing the community and asking the community to think differently about road safety and think about what it means for your own family. So Towards Zero is really calling on Victorians to think about what's the acceptable level of road trauma for your own family. I know for mine it's zero, and I'd ask Victorians to think the same way. Yes, that is true. Mistakes will always be made, but I think that's not an excuse. So the TAC, with our partners in Vic Roads, we're committed to doing our best at building safer roads. People should buy the very safest car they possibly can. And obviously all of us as drivers, if we drive within the speed limit and to our conditions, we minimise mistakes. So it's not about never ever on mistakes, but if we all do our bit, what you'll find is that towards zero will become a reality. In smaller communities, growing up in Geelong, we're a tight-knit community. So it is the football clubs, the netball clubs, the community associations, the councils. So in smaller communities, we all have to do our bit. So it might be responsible alcohol policies at the local pub. It might be the way our footy clubs and the culture we develop around alcohol. But the big gains are to be made in country areas, because country people are overrepresented in road trauma, and there's no reason that that's something we can't change. One of the dangers in road safety is that you speak about statistics, and a road toll is all about numbers, but these are people, these are families. So 249 people lost their lives in Victoria last year. 20,000 people were injured enough that they walked through the doors of the TAC. And the sad reality is all of these crashes are preventable. So road tolls and road traumas is ultimately about people, it's about Victorians, it's about families. And what we're calling on Victorians to do in this campaign is to think about what's the acceptable level of road trauma. And it's time now to make that next step change and to put that downward pressure on the toll. So what you're seeing in Victoria is a new approach to road safety. So you're seeing a new style of campaigning with the campaign that we've launched today. You're seeing record investment in infrastructure. So there's more than $1 billion is going to be rolling out in safer roads across our state over the coming years. So safer driving and safer roads. Hopefully, with people buying safer cars, what you're seeing is a holistic strategy to road safety. And this is what we need. We need every person to play their part in the system. And I'm very confident, and the TAC is confident, that this is going to achieve that next step change in road safety.